Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Welcome back, Ram fans. This is Rams Up, your favorite LA Rams podcast. We are proud members of the Fans First Sports Network. That's fansfirstsports.com. You can also follow us on YouTube. Our channel is at LA Rams Up. I'm your host, Mark. You'll hear from my co-host, Tom, on occasion as well. Hey, we're not Rams insiders. We're just longtime fans who love talking about our Los Angeles Rams. Let's get to it. Welcome back, Ram fans. Episode 416 of Rams Up. You know, the Rams just brought back Tyler Johnson, and he wears number 16 for our Los Angeles Rams. So he's the one I'm going to talk about just real quickly. We know him fairly well, but just to refresh our memory about Tyler Johnson, 6'1", 206 pounds, out of the University of Minnesota. He'll be 26 years old by opening day. Drafted in the fifth round by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, played there for 2 years, moved on to the Houston Texans, back to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers just as an offseason practice squad addition, then to the Raiders, and now with the Rams, he'll be going on his second year. Tyler Johnson, his college stats at Minnesota, 213 catches for 3,305 yards, and 33 TDs. That's right, 33. So he was really productive for the Gophers. On his career in the NFL, 50 catches, 537 yards, and 3 TDs. One of those last year in that win over the 49ers. So Tyler Johnson trying to make an impact in this Rams receiver room. He has a chance. Looks like Austin Trammell has moved on. Tutu Atwell, his final year with the Rams, perhaps. See if Tyler Johnson can make a dent this year. And I have a trivia question for you. This is the softball of all softballs for you Ram fans. Better get this one. In 2016, the Rams signed an undrafted rookie free agent, a linebacker out of the University of Washington. And this guy stuck, and he stuck really well with our Rams. Who was he? A couple of bits of player news. Carson Wentz signs with the Chiefs. He seems like he'd be a good fit there. And Stephon Diggs, the great wide receiver, traded from the Bills to the Texans for just a 2025 second-round pick. Bills are going to look a lot different next year. Lost a lot of players. Diggs coming off 4 straight years with the Bills with 1,000 yards receiving. And leaves the Bills with no true number one receiver. But, you know, before we get down on the Bills about this, Diggs is 30 years old, and his production tailed off at the end of last year. But the Bills are taking on $31 million in dead cap money. And the upside for the Rams here, two things really. Diggs, assuming he is going to be still productive and a great receiver, stays in the AFC, and the Rams play the Bills. Rams hosting Buffalo at SoFi this year, and this is a game that originally, maybe a few months ago, you would have thought, man, tough draw, and it probably still will be, but I could see the Rams being favored in this game at this point. And I could see Brian Thomas, the wide receiver out of LSU, being on the Bills' radar with that 28th pick in the first round. Might not last that long, but if he does, could see the Bills going that way. You know, I'm kind of confused about the Rams' cornerback room. I thought with the addition of Darius Williams and Tre'Davious White, we're pretty much done. Maybe add a cornerback in the draft. If there's somebody we really love, sure, draft him. I feel like you can never have enough cornerbacks. But Chad Reuter, a guy I really respect on NFL.com, lists the Rams' biggest needs as defensive tackle. I get it. Edge, probably not as glaring of a need as most people think, in my opinion. And then cornerback, followed by offensive tackle. Yeah, you maybe want to find the next Rob Havenstein. Maybe going to upgrade over Alaric Jackson. Just some depth, I get it. And then kicker, of course. Totally agree with that. Cornerback, not sure I agree with that. And then someone on our YouTube channel, after we multi-mocked the Rams' first three rounds, four drafts, three rounds, four different approaches, someone said, hey, guess what? Akilah Witherspoon will be coming back to the Rams. I don't know if he has some intel on this matter. That would really surprise me, though. I'd welcome him back, but man, that would make for a really, really competitive cornerback room.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'll be spending a lot of time over the next few weeks looking back at the Rams' previous drafts under Les Snead. That's 2012 through 2023. What can these past drafts tell us about what the Rams might do in this one? How high should our expectations or how low should our expectations be heading into the 2024 draft? What does this data tell us? Let's go through some random data that I pulled over this period. First tidbit is the Rams have picked in the top 15 six times during this period. They've hit on four players, in my opinion: Jared Goff, Todd Gurley, Aaron Donald, and Michael Brockers. The other selections, Tavon Austin, and Greg Robinson, not happening. And the reason I bring that up is, you know, maybe the Rams move up into the top 15, and your chances of hitting certainly increase, that's for sure. Interestingly, they have not picked between 16 and 29 during this period. Alec Ogletree was their only pick in the second half of the first round, got him at number 30, and he turned out pretty good, I think. He's a good player. They have had 11 second-round picks in this period. They drafted three wide receivers and kind of missed on all of them, really. Brian Quick, Van Jefferson, and Tutu Atwell. You know, Van Jefferson and Tutu are both good players, but not worthy of where they were selected, in my opinion. They also selected two running backs in the second round, Isaiah Pede and Cam Akers. There were times where Akers looked like he was going to be the real deal, but clubhouse issues that we really never figured out and some injuries on top of that has turned out to be somewhat of a lackluster pick. They also had some hits in the second round. I would call out the selections of Janoris Jenkins, Rob Havenstein, and Steve Avila as major hits. Now, they have two picks between 75 and 100 this year, 83 and 99. They've had 11 picks in that range under Les Snead, and they've hit on three of them: Byron Young, Kobe Turner, and John Johnson. So the hit rate between the second round and between 75 and 100 are similar. I think the quality of player in the second round is a little bit better, although Kobe Turner could change our minds on that, as could Byron Young. Now, this year, they have picks 209, 213, and 217. How have they done in that range under Les Snead? Well, in 2012, the 209th pick overall, they selected the linebacker Aaron Brown. He didn't really make his mark with the Rams. In 2014, at number 214, they selected Garrett Gilbert, the quarterback. He's stuck in the NFL for a while, but hasn't really made his mark either. And in 2015, at number 215 overall, Cody Wickman, another guy that stuck around for a little bit with various teams, never really had a moment though. And then in 2023, the jury is still out on the 215th pick overall, Zach Evans. Now, two other guys in this range, both in 2012, the 212th pick, Darion Kendrick. And you know what? Considering we got him in the sixth round in the low 200s, I would say this was a good pick. Yeah, he's had his bad moments, but hey, if you could get a player of his quality that late in the draft, you're doing your homework. And the other guy, number 211 overall in 2022, Quentin Lake. And that's a major hit so far. In fact, that might be one of Les Snead's better picks, a sixth round pick that is starting for the Rams and one of the players Sean McVay is highlighting moving into the 2024 season. So what should our expectations be in that 209 to 217 range? Well, if we can come away with one player that sticks with this team for a few years, contributes on a weekly basis, then we should be pretty happy. Hey, let's review another mock draft. This one comes from Charlie Campbell. Did it just the other day, so it accounts for the Rams' acquisitions at cornerback. First three picks, all quarterbacks. Next three picks, all wide receivers. And you can kind of guess who they were. One of the quarterbacks was not J.J. McCarthy. Otherwise, kind of goes as you'd expect. Next three picks, the offensive tackle Joe Alt, the edge rusher Dallas Turner, and another edge rusher Jared Verse. Then the tight end Brock Bowers, and finally J.J. McCarthy. So we have four quarterbacks, and we get to the 11th pick. And another guy that I would like for the Rams goes off the board. Byron Murphy goes to the Broncos, number 12 overall. So only one offensive lineman through those first 12 picks. And then two go immediately after that. J.C. Latham and Ole Fashanu brings us to Quinyon Mitchell, 15th to the Colts, and Troy Fuatano, 16th to the Seahawks. Fuatano is a guy the Rams had met with, and the Seahawks pretty open about the fact they need to bolster their offensive line. Kind of been saying that for a decade, it seems like. 17th overall, Terrion Arnold to the Jags, and 18th overall to the Bengals. Another offensive lineman, Tyler Goyton to the Bengals. That puts the Rams on the clock, and Charlie has him selecting the UCLA edge rusher Latu, meaning they pass on the offensive lineman we really like, Fuaga, as well as a defensive tackle, Newton, and the wide receiver that's been growing on us, Brian Thomas. And by the way, with the 52nd pick, Charlie had the Rams selecting Cam Hart, the cornerback out of Notre Dame. We mocked him at least once during that multi-mock session we did, and 83rd overall, Julian Pearl, the offensive tackle out of Illinois. Can't be too critical of this approach, very similar to what we have done. As Paula said, the draft is thin at offensive line, defensive line, and edge, and Charlie hit two of those position groups early in the draft. But at the end of the third round, he went tight end, not feeling that at all. And by the way, when the Rams selected Cam Hart, the cornerback, Ladd McConkey and Keon Coleman were both still on the board. McConkey went 61st. I would hope the Rams jump all over that if he's available. And the answer to that trivia question, I know I throw some difficult ones out there. Once in a while, I got to throw the easy ones out there for you as well. The undrafted free agent the Rams signed in 2016, the linebacker out of Washington, Corey Littleton, had a really nice little career with the Rams. He was second team All-Pro with the Rams in 2018. Signed a big free agent contract with the Raiders, and his career kind of trailed off after that. And where is he now? Well, after the Raiders, he moved on to the Panthers, then the Texans, the Saints, and then back to the Texans. He is currently a free agent. That's going to do it for this episode. Remember, you can reach us at ramsuppodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget about our YouTube channel. Our handle is at laramsup.com. Till next time, keep the horns up, stay safe, and have fun out there.